We've had some health information coming through this month to help raise awareness of symptoms and to help available for those living with Parkinson's. Today, Lisa Canning from Podiatry to You joins Morning Magazine to add another little piece of advice in that big jigsaw puzzle. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Rosemary and listeners.
Now, Lisa, what is Parkinson's disease?
So what happens with Parkinson's is it's when our brain does not make enough dopamine, and this can in turn affect our movements and our mood.
Okay. So who does this commonly affect?
Well, in Australia, around 50 Australians are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease each day. That equates to around 150,000 Australia-wide. Of those, 20% are aged between 20 and 50 years of age.
Yeah, goodness me. And Lisa, yeah. How does Parkinson's disease affect your legs and your feet, which is your yeah. line of business, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah. Well, most commonly what we see are tremors when people are resting. So when they're having a sit, they might notice that their foot's moving without them making it.
Mm-hmm.
They get muscle stiffness. They notice a slowing of certain body movements and some noticeable changes in their overall posture. And we see also a loss of sensation in some patients' feet, some foot and toe deformities, sometimes pain, and sometimes they can get foot ulcerations as a result of those deformities occurring in the feet.
And how can a podiatrist assist somebody with Parkinson's disease, Lisa?
So there's quite a few things we can do. We can help assess their muscle and joint health. We can assess their risk of having a fall, and we can provide lots of education around how to prevent those falls. We can also prescribe some resistance and balance exercises for the legs and feet. We can help prescribe custom orthotics to help feel them more balanced and in connection with the floor, and provide some advice on the most appropriate footwear to enable them to walk more confidently and safely.
Lisa Canning from Podiatry to You, keeping our community connected. Listen again to the podcast through the 101.5 website. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Rosemary. Have a good day, everyone.